The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our CARE Radio sports boosters.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7277. Or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Atchison High School Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight it's game two of our high school hoops doubleheader coming out of the Benelar Conference as the Phoenix play host to the Highland Park Scots. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the CARE Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Great to be back. Ladies game in the book. Senior night festivities have been handled. And now it's time for game two. As the guys get set to go, the PA person introducing the starters to the crowd. Let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Highland Park, on the road tonight with head coach Nate Wallace. Highland Park's going to be starting Davion Anderson and Jihani Montgomery. They're going to have Casey and Drew. Oop, hold on. Back out go the light. I got to remember that, man. Back to we had Casey on Drew, Trinanti Mitchell, and Joseph King Cannon for the Atchison Phoenix. And head coach Pat Battle with his assistant coaches Mark May and Christian Arnold. Atchison going to be starting. Okay, it's senior night, so what are we going to do? That's right, five seniors with Josiah Thompson. 5'8" guard. You're going to have Jeremiah Thompson. You're going to have a 5'10" guard. You're going to have Javante Kelly, the center at 6'7". Kale Williams, he's a 6'2". Guard and running it out. At the forward at 6'4", you're going to find Yogi Purdy. So for Atchison, It will be the seniors for Highland Park. Anderson is out there. Let me make sure I can read my own writing here. Anderson and Montgomery, Drew Mitchell, Kincannon. Phoenix coming into the ballgame at 18-0. 9-0 in conference play. And sitting on top of Class 4A in the east half of the state. And the Phoenix are going to be in the home whites tonight. With red and gold lettering, a trim for Highland Park. It is that dark forest green with red and white. Here we go. We're set to go. Nobody will enjoy it. The Phoenix and the Scott. Highland Park, they've got Johnny Montgomery out there. Johnny's like 5'7", and he doesn't even bother jumping against the 6'8" Javonte Kelly. Atchison coming up with the basketball. They'll go three, doesn't hit it. Rebound tipped around, and Yogi is going to tip it out on top. Atchison will maintain possession of the basketball. Phoenix going right to left here in the opening half. Over to the right side with it. It's going to be Josiah to Yogi again. The shot clocks have got them installed but didn't get them at the start of the year, so they are unused. Here's a shot up by Yogi, and it's up and good. Atchison is on the board. Phoenix are going to lead it 2-0. We're 7:20 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a feed deep into the left corner. The drive to the baseline. Running one. Handed shed is up off the rim. No good. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Atchison. Josiah Thompson. Coast to coast will drive. Lean shoot. Is it a block? It is. Two free throws? No. Didn't the bucket go in? So I thought it was going to be a bucket. Okay. They are going to say a couple of free throws. So I'm not sure exactly how that happens, but it's foul is going to be on Kason Drew. It's going to be his first. Atchison at the line. The shot. Perfect. So Josiah's on the board with his first point of the game. One more shot coming his way. Lots of games going on in and around the Care Listening area this evening. We've got some of the finals from the ladies' games. I'm sure Joseph has given those to you, and he's going to give them to you at halftime of this one. Second free throw for Thompson. Give them both to him. And it is quickly 4-0 Atchison, just about a minute in. Up forward to basketball. Here's Anderson with it. He'll work his way to the right side. Gets it there for the Scots. Puts it out on top to Drew. Starts to the left. Comes to the right. 13-foot jump shot. Off of the rim. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Yogi. And here comes Atchison. Flying down the court and coming into the forecourt. AHS will dump it down to the baseline. It's going to elude. Josiah is going to get away and go out of bounds. And it will be off Atchison. Got Jeremiah Thompson out there. Ball out in center circle. There was a travel, no whistle. Back over to the right side in front of the Atchison bench to drive into the lane, kicking it down the left side off the block. No room. Brings it back off on top. Here's a straightaway shot. It's a three. Very short. That thing might even have been deflected a little bit. Here comes Atchison. Weaving it down. The drive into the lane. The shot up off the window and good. The bucket. Inside by Jeremiah. 6-0 Phoenix. 2 minutes into the game. Skip pass over to the right, all alone. The uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Mitchell. And Highland Park is on the board. And the upcourt pass is going to be batted away. So it's on the floor. Phoenix will be able to save it. The feed underneath. The reverse layup is going to miss. Rebound tipped out on top. Atchison will keep it alive. Pass again down to the baseline. And Kelly's going to lose his balance, bump into the wall, and it's going to go out of bounds. It will be off Atchison. 5 minutes and 48 to go in the opening quarter. Up forward to basketball. Here come the Scots. Highland Park. Way up top side with it. That's going to be Casey on Drew. Phoenix, they're going to have a little player defense. The back away. The launch for the three is up and missing. Kelly not able to come down with a rebound. The drive will go to the left side. He's going to block that shot. Natchez's going to come down with it. Outlet to the other end of the court. The driving, running shot is up and good. Jeremiah gets his fourth point of the game, and it is now 8-2 Atchison. 5:14 to go in the opening quarter. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. You got King Cannon with the basketball. Tom Seifer behind him. Punk gets it over to Anderson. They'll reverse the ball and bring it over to the right side. Keontae Montgomery pivoting with the right foot. King Cannon will look into the middle. Now he's going to back away in front of Cale Williams. Cale's going to be screened off. He'll go to the right side. The reverse layup is going to be crossed over and put up with the left hand. It's going to be good for King Cannon. And we're going to get, after the bucket, we're going to get a timeout taken by Highland Park. And head coach Nate Wallace, let's do it. Taking a break at 4:50 to go with the opening half for Natchez in Kansas. It's the Phoenix 8, the Highland Park Scotties 4.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Coming out of the timeout, Atchison will be putting the ball in play, and the Phoenix are going to make a substitution and bring Trayvon Gillum into the game. Now the ball's going to be stolen to the other end. The shot is up. And Trayvon says, yeah, no, I can't just come into the game and give up that bucket. So he's going to commit a foul instead. And we'll put Highland Park at the free throw line. Trayvon is a freshman for Atchison at 5'11". Commits the foul, and coming to the line, it's going to be Johnny Montgomery. First shot, got it. It is 8-5. Exactly 4.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. And Highland is going to go to the bench. He's going to bring Cordain Nance into the game. Second free throw is up. It is no good. Hatches it on the other end. The left-handed layup is good by Gillum. So Trayvon will knock it down. It is 10-5 Atchison. We are right now halfway through the opening quarter. So this tells you we're on an 80-ish point kind of a game here for the Phoenix. Here's a crossover shot. Up, no good. Atchison coming out with a rebound. They've got numbers on the transition. Bring it down to the left side above the block. Feed it down to the block. Somebody's lost a shoe on the floor. The shot goes up. No good. And a Phoenix player trying to get his shoe back on. That's Cale. Here it comes across the floor. Over to the left side. So quickly, the three is going to be taken away by a quick defensive play for Atchison by Zadron Mays. And the shot from the top is going to miss. Yogi's coming down with the rebound. Atchison back up the floor with the ball, leading it by 5. 3.5 to go in quarter one. Over to the left wing with the basketball. It's going to be Zadron. Comes out on top to Yogi. Now to the free throw line. Cale will have it. Turn around, square up. Top of the key. The shot is up off the back lip of the rim. No good. Rebounding it down. And bringing it up the court is going to be Kayson Drew. The Scots on the run. The ball is going to be deflected. Rebound Atchison. They'll spin their way into the forecourt. Lob it back. Trayvon Gillum, his three is going to miss, and the long rebound cleared away by Highland Park. Kayson Drew coming down with the board, and now the Scots are going to run to the other end of the floor, and a headlong dive to deflect the upcourt pass by Cale Williams will knock it into the crowd. And now the officials are saying it's ashes and ball. The Highland Park bench and coaches are all on their feet, and I got to admit, I kind of thought it was going to go the other way, too, but they must have seen something that I could not. And here comes Atchison. 2:45 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix with the ball up 5. Top side with it is going to be Zadron. And as Mays goes to the left, we've got lots of contact, and we're going to get a Highland Park foul. It's going to be on Montgomery. It'll be his first. We have not had, and I'm just not trying to cause trouble here, but we have not had a lot of fouls. And you know, the minute you say that, you get a whole flurry of them. But two fouls by Highland Park and one by Atchison so far in the game. And now the Phoenix shot missing. Quickly, the other way is going to go Kincannon. He will drive and shoot and score. Kincannon knocks it down to the Phoenix. Quickly to the other end, and they'll drive and shoot and score. Cam Williams. It is 12-7 Atchison with 2 minutes and 15 to go in quarter number one. The teams are beginning to warm up a little bit. They're finding their rhythm. They're finding their offense. You got a feeling that a game like this could see some points get on the board. Down to 2:10 to go. The clock stopped. The clock's broken. And it's not running out here. Look at this. It's still a 2:12. Baseline shot is up, no good. Still a 2:12. Rebounded by Atchison. A collision to the backcourt. The clock is still a 2:12. That clock has not run in a very, very long time. And the officials obviously didn't know it. I don't know if either bench notices it. And now we got an official coming over to the scorer's table who I think just realized nothing has gone off the clock. This thing's got to be down. They've moved it to 2 minutes. Let's see what they're going to actually finish setting it at. They're going to take it down to 2 minutes, okay? Took 12 seconds off. So, there you have it. Phoenix ball. They lead 12-7. And into the forecourt. Here's Atchison. Jeremiah. Brings it off on top. Bit of a head fake. The drive in. 15-footer. Off the mark. Kale slaps it out on top. It's going to be saved. Here comes Highland Park. Scots up the floor with Davion Anderson. A minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. The pass comes out top side. Back over to the right wing in front of the Phoenix bench. The drive into the lane. The right hand runner sideways is up. No good. Tipped around. Stopped out of bounds. And it'll be off Yogi. Back it comes to the Scots. With a minute 25 to go in the opening quarter. 12-7. Atchison in front. Highland Park will be putting it in play to the right side of the lane off the baseline. They'll give it in. They'll give it back. They'll take it in the lane. Now the bounce pass is going to be off the foot of an Atchison player. They don't call a kick. And now on the upcourt play, we do have a reach, and Highland Park is going to be whistled for a foul. A minute 18 to go. Minute 18 to go in the opening quarter. The foul is going to be on Lajic McMillan. So McMillan picking up the foul. His first, team foul four. Atchison back on offense. Kale comes off on top, gets it to Zadron. Back to the left side where the three is shot and missed. The follow is put up and in. Back into the game, Javante Kelly picking up his first point of the evening. 14-7 Phoenix. We're in the last minute now of the first half. 45 seconds and counting. To the right side is Anderson. He'll drive into the lane. Spin, twist, turn, follow and score. Davion Anderson for two. It is 14-9. What Highland Park has been able to do here is keep Atchison from getting away. On the upcourt play, we're going to have a foul, and it's going to be on Nance. Bourdain picking up his first foul. It's Highland Park team foul five, and that will put Atchison on the line. Stepping up there for the Phoenix, it's going to be the 5'11 freshman, Trayvon Gillum. First shot won't go down. Trayvon, really a good shooter. Got one more shot coming up. Takes his time, puts the left hander up, misses them both, and a rebound. Here comes Highland Park. 29, 28, 27 seconds left in the opening quarter. Phoenix with the 14-9 lead. Highland Park with the basketball. They're widening the floor out. Skip it over deep into the right corner in front of the Atchison bench. Way down to the baseline. Now to the right side of the extended free throw line. The skip to the block. Back over to the right. Head fake and a defender to bring to the top. And we're going to get a travel. That head fake to the defender must have come with a movement of the pivot foot. And it's coming back to the Phoenix with 16 seconds left in the opening quarter. This is coming over to the scorer's table. Now what do we got? 16 seconds. 16-7 to be exact. I'm not sure if he's going to complain about that shot clock saying 35 because It has said 35 all night long. Everybody knows it. And he must be going to acquiesce. But here we go, putting it in play. It comes into Gillum. Up the floor, 13, across midcourt with 11. Plays off the screen to the right side with 9. Dumps it into the corner. The feed down to the baseline is going to be off the fingertips of Kale. Here comes Hannah Park with 4. The feed across with 3. The dish to the corner with 2. The shot at the buzzer rolls in! Hit the rim 3 times and it went down for Montgomery. And that big shot makes it a close game at the end of the quarter. Time out on the floor after 1 in Atchison. Phoenix 14. Highland Park 12.
When every moment counts, every detail matters. Amberwell Hospice Care brings compassionate local care to wherever you are, home, assisted living, or a nursing facility. Our team is here day and night, helping you manage symptoms, control pain, and focus on what matters most, time with your loved ones. We support your family, too, with grief counseling that starts on day one and continues after loss. You don't need to navigate this difficult time alone. Call Amberwell Hospice Care, 913-360-5520.
Going to the second quarter. It is a 14-12 Phoenix lead. Atchison, they've had a substantial advantage. They have led by as many as 7 a couple of times. But Hyla Park has stayed close, hit that buzzer beater after the Phoenix turned it over with less than 10 seconds ago in the quarter. And they have made it a 2-point game going to the second quarter for Highland Park, leading the way. Kincannon and Montgomery each with 4. Mitchell and Anderson each with 2. For Atchison, how about this? 4 for Jeremiah Thompson. Gillum, 2. Purdy, 2. Williams, 2. Javonte, 2. And Josiah, 2. So for the Phoenix, they got a pretty evenly spread across. 6 guys on the scoring column, and what looked like it was going to be a 20-point opening quarter suddenly became only 14. Big difference. Here's a follow-away 3. It's up and no good. The offensive rebound is going to be stolen away by Anderson. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Gillum. Driving it up the floor is Josiah. He'll work it out on top. Stop. Square up. Pull up. Hits a 3. Josiah Thompson. 17-12. Atchison stretches his lead, and on the other end, the shot going up from Montgomery doesn't go in, but he gets fouled and will come to the line for a couple of shots. It's going to be the second foul of the ball game for Trayvon Gillum for Atchison, and a freshman getting himself in a little bit of foul trouble early on here tonight. We are less than a minute into the second quarter of the guys' game. First free throw, rims out, won't go in. So Purdy comes back into the game for Atchison. Phoenix is going to be a little taller. Yogi, 6'4". He's going to trade out with Trayvon, who's about 5'11". Second free throw is perfect. That'll be the 5th point of the ball game for Montgomery. And it is 17-13. Phoenix by 4. We're a minute into the second quarter. Atchison will feed it into the lane where Yogi will power move and score plus 1. The bucket is good. The foul is going to be on Montgomery. It'll be his 2nd. And Yogi Purdy has an opportunity at his 5th point of the game. And he knocked it down. 20-13 for the 3rd time tonight. Atchison will lead by 7. This time with 7 minutes to go in the half. Scott will have the ball deep into the left corner, swing it back over to the elbow where the jump shot for 3 is up and rattles its way up and in. That thing found it and went back and forth and dropped through. Cross court pass, stolen back, baseline shot, it's a 3. No. 20-16, and Atchison for the baseline. The shot didn't quite come off the hands like it was supposed to. Hit the support to the back, and here comes Highland Park. 6:20 to go in the opening half. Phoenix by 4. Highland Park topside, Drew. He hit that big shot a moment ago. He's going to have the ball picked from him. Here comes Josiah. He'll drive left, goes in, changes hands, reverse the layup. No, but he gets fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up again for Josiah Thompson. This is coming up to the scorer's table, letting us know Davion Anderson will have his first foul tonight. And it's going to be team foul 2 of the second quarter for Highland Park. Free throw? No. So Josiah, 2 for 2 at the free throw line in the opening quarter, hit a 3 early in this period, will miss the first free throw. Phoenix is going to bring Jeremiah Thompson back in. And head coach Pat Battle of the Phoenix, he's constantly just rotating players in and out, and he does a great job of keeping a fresh look out there. Second free throw's up, it is also not going to go in. And a rebound, here comes Highland Park. Scott into the forecourt, 6 minutes to go in the opening half, trailing by only 4. Over to the left side, thinking about pulling up for the long 3, but they won't do that. Drive into the lane, crossover at the free throw line, the dish into the right corner, deep in the baseline. They'll rotate it in, over to the elbow, go counterclockwise, down the left side of the lane, and reverse to the top, 2 steps above the 3-point ring. They'll advance to the baseline, put up a left-handed layup, knowing the putback, though, is going to be up and in. Trayvon Mitchell getting his 4th point of the afternoon. It is now 20-18. Down 7 a moment ago. Highland Park has responded back to within a pair. And on the far side, in an effort at stealing the basketball, it'll be Cordon Nance collecting instead his 2nd foul tonight. 5:35 to go in the opening half in this Meadowlark Conference ball game between number 1 in Class 4A Atchison and 5A Highland Park. The drive across to the baseline, and the runner is up and in. Josiah Thompson has 7. 22-18 Phoenix. At the 5:15 mark of the opening half. Cutting into the middle of the lane, off the run. The shot is going to be in and out, no good. Rebounding off the miss is going to be Jeremiah. Jeremiah brings it up the floor. Skip pass over to Josiah. Brothers, by the way, in case you are not aware, these two young men are fantastic. And now as Yogi takes the ball outside the left block, a defender comes up and gives him a bump. We're going to get a whistle and a foul, and for Highland Park, it'll be the first foul of the afternoon for Joseph King Cannon. Here's the deal, though, for Highland Park, with still 5:01 to go in the half. It'll be their 4th foul. A chance for Atchison to put a lot of shots up at the free throw line. The ball knocked away from Josiah out of bounds. It'll be Atchison ball in front of the Highland Park base. So now the official switches it. He says it's Highland Park basketball. That's got Coach Battle cranked up a little bit. Scott up the floor, down 4 points. 4:50 to play in the second quarter. They're going to show some patience. Now put up a 3. It was wide open and a little bit short. Perfect interior position for Yogi. And Purdy's just such a wide body down there. He's at 747, you know. Here's a lob down low to Kelly. Holds it above his head. Dumps it into the corner. Jeremiah gets it back. And the ball's going to be slapped away from Javonte. Here comes HP. They'll feed it over to the left. The dish across the lane. Beautiful move to the basketball. And the uncontested layup for Javonte Mitchell. 22-20. We're at 4:14 to go in the opening half. Phoenix unable to put together some kind of a substantial cushion between themselves and Park. And now the ball is stolen. The drive and the layup is blocked. But the follow is going to be up and in. On the putback, King Cannon gets his 6th point of the game. And somehow we are tied 22-22. 3 minutes and 40 to go in the half. Phoenix shot is up and missing. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Highland Park with a chance at their first lead. It's in for 3. King Cannon hits it. Atchison trails, and the Phoenix are going to take a timeout. 3 minutes and 34 seconds to go in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas. It's now the Highland Park Shawnees 25, Atchison 22.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
All right, here's what's happened here. Suddenly, the Phoenix, they were cruising along, leading at 20-13. You know, we're early in the second quarter. They go up 7. And then the lights came on for Highland Park since then. And that would mean in the last, what, 3.5 minutes, Highland Park has gone on a 12-2 run. And the Phoenix are unable to find the bucket right now. And out of the court for Atchison. What do we have out there? We've got Jeremiah and Zay Drawn is out there. They brought Cale Williams back out. Javonte Kelly, Yogi Purdy. Here's a feed underneath the rim. Atchison nearly loses it, brings it back off on top. Jeremiah to Cale, a runner, the bucket. Cale Williams for two. It'll be his fourth point of the evening, tying, or rather getting Atchison to within one. They are not tied. They are down one, 25-24. 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Phoenix would love a bit of a run to get themselves back in front before intermission. They would not like Highland Park to go into the locker room feeling like they got a shot at this tonight. Atchison 18-0, 9-0 in the conference. Little head fake on the left side. Remember, no shot clocks here. Down to the baseline left, the feet into the lane, the reverse layup misses, but the putback is straight up and in. Two more for Trevante Mitchell. 27-24. 2:27 to go. Popping into the lane, the crossover shot misses. So, for Jeremiah Thompson, not a chance at a three-point play. However, as a foul is going to be on Trevante Mitchell for Highland Park. Coming to the free throw line will be Jeremiah Thompson. He has not had a free throw tonight. He has not scored yet in the second quarter, has four tonight. His front half free throw is good. So for Jeremiah, his fifth point of the evening. It is 27-25. 1 more look. The shot. Got it. 27-26. And we're 2:15 and counting toward halftime. Senior night here in Atchison, and it's a packed house at the Phoenix Gym. The drive over to the right side is going to be batted away from behind, reaching around Miss Zadron Mays. 2:04 to go in the half. But again, no shot clock, so this ball is going to be put in play at their baseline by Highland Park and Joseph King Cannon. They are in no hurry. It'll be brought in front of the Phoenix bench. The driving shot is up and off the window and good. Is there a foul on top of it? There is. Count the bucket. So for Montgomery, 7 points. It is going to be the first foul of the game for Jeremiah. It'll be Atchison's second foul of the second quarter. Atchison is hardly fouled at all tonight. Free throw is up, missing, but a rebound pulled down by the Scott. The drive to the top. The shot, it's three. It's in and out. Rebound to go back down is Atchison. Trayvon Gillum coming up with the basketball, and here run the Phoenix. They'll fly down the left side. Zay Drawn pushes it off on top. Gets it there to Jeremiah. A minute 40 to go before intermission. Atchison with a basketball, but they're trailing by three. The pass out on top is nearly lost, and a great effort by Trayvon Gillum able to rescue it. Push pass into the corner. The three for the tie. Way too strong. Rebound Highland Park. Scott's up the floor. The drive. The shot. Nope, but an Atchison foul. Here's the deal. Jeremiah Thompson commits the foul. It'll be his second. It'll be the Phoenix third of the second quarter. And the question was, are you going to give him the layup, or are you going to at least make him come to the free throw line? And Jeremiah made that decision. And for Hyde Park, Jahani Montgomery, he is he's 3 of 5 now. 3 of 5 at the free throw line. The shot? No. So Montgomery has played great, but is obviously a little susceptible at the free throw line. One more shot coming up for Highland Park. They lead by 3. It is on its way. Perfect. It is now 30-26. A minute 20 to go. A driving shot from the left side is going to go up and in. And again, the question is, was there a bucket or not? One official says 2 shots. One official says putting a ball in. And now there's a little confusion by the crew here tonight. I think they were pretty clear that it was going to be free throws for Atchison, but we'll let them sort that out. With a minute 17 to go, we're rapidly approaching halftime and what is right now a 4-point lead for the visitors out of Highland Park. It is going to be a couple of free throws for the Phoenix, and Trayvon Gillum will put it up and in. The left-handed freshman collects his 3rd point of the game. He'll eye this one up, send it on its way, knock them both down. Trayvon makes it 30-28, but still a minute 17 to go in the second quarter. And now the official's on his feet. He's having a word with Hannah Park head coach St. Wallace. And he's suggesting the coach is going to relax a little bit here. They're going to get this game going and underway. But Coach Wallace, I think, just wanting to make sure that the crew knows where he's at with whatever the issue is. And I think he's kind of pretty clear about where he stands. Don't know the issue, don't know where he stands, but I think they know. 1 minute to go. The ball's going to be kicked. And Hannah Parker is going to inbound it again from the scorer's table. No, they're going to go to the baseline? All right, I thought it was further to the top than that, but they'll be putting it into the baseline. A minute to go in the half. 30-28. Scott, inbound. Ball batted away. Stolen by the Phoenix. Here comes Atchison and Kale Williams. Up the floor. Goes to Yogi. Behind him, it'll come. Trayvon, it's a 3. Buried it! 3-point shot for the Atchison Phoenix, and Zadron Mays will get it. And now it's 31-30. Atchison has gone back up by 1. With a half a minute to go in the opening half. Long cross-court pass. Got Hyland Park widening the floor. Almost a 4-cornerish offense. They're going to burn some time down with no shot clock and look for a final look. 20 seconds on the clock. They skip over to the left elbow. Back out to the right with 17. Diving in and backing away above the 3-point line. Cross-court pass is going to be slapped free, and Kale Williams will knock it out of bounds into the student section. With 11 seconds to go in a half. It'll be Highland Park basketball, and now they're going to switch the inbound play. And they're going to put Joseph King Cannon over there to inbound. They have had Montgomery doing most of the inbound work. But King Cannon's going to bring it in here. Lobs it to Montgomery out near midcourt. Back to King Cannon. 7 seconds. He'll go 3. He'll hit the 3. King Cannon, 2nd 3 of the game. Atchison, half court shot at the buzzers off the mark. And we have come to intermission. We'll be back here in Atchison, Kansas to summarize the first half. These teams headed off the floor to the locker room. It is Highland Park 33, Atchison 31.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Wow, what a great crowd on senior night. What a great game. It's a two-point contest at halftime. The visitors from Hyena Park up 33-31. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for the Scots, what a great first half for Joseph King Cannon with a dozen points at intermission. 8 apiece for Jahani Montgomery and Trevante Mitchell. 2 in the first half for Kayshawn Drew, and the other 2 by David Anderson. Atchison. Nobody with a big number, but a lot of guys with numbers. 7 players have scored in this game. Josiah Thompson has 7. Jeremiah Thompson, 6. 5 for Yogi Purdy. 4 apiece for Kale Williams and Trayvon Gillum. Dadron Mays with 3, and the other 2 owned by Javonte Kelly. Fouls, not a real deal for Atchison. Gillum and Jeremiah, each with 2. Nobody else with any fouls. And for Highland Park, 3 guys with 2, no player with 3 or more fouls. Here's a 3-point shot. Just a little bit short, but it was certainly well on line. Got one more 3-point shooter getting set to come up here. Oh, and it's a crowd favorite. They like this lady. So we'll wish her the best. And we'll ask you to stick around. Second half of this game is going to be fantastic, and we'll return to share it with you. But right now, with that intermission score, Highland Park 33, Atchison High 31. Back we come to Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studios, and he's got you some fun halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be getting back to the Atchison High Highland Park game, boys game, in just a couple of moments. Coming up tomorrow night, we're going to have Benedictine Ravens basketball. It is the last home game of the regularly seasoned schedule, with the ladies taking to the court at 5:30. The men will take to the court around 7:30 or so. Coming up on Thursday, we'll of course have Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Following Sports Look, we'll have Brandon Tadman's High School Coaches Insight Show, where he'll talk to the coaches of ACCHS, Atchison High, Marhill Mount Academy, and JCN. That is immediately following Tom and Gus on Thursday evenings. Friday, we'll have Troy at Horton with the series beginning at 6:15 with the girls' game. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Saturday brings us back to the last regularly scheduled season game of the women's and men's basketball for Benedictine Ravens, as they will be at Mid-America Nazarene. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look at the girls' scores from earlier this evening, we had Marjo Mound Academy ladies defeat the Jackson Heights Cobras with the final of 38-17. Osage had a big night over Holton, 75-25 in the ladies' game. Sabetha beat Hiawatha, 56-33. Silver Lake topped Rossville, 71-31. It was Perry over Valley Falls, 56-36. In the Centralia Axtell game, Centralia girls had a 63-43 victory. JCN beat Horton 55-50. And in the game that you heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we have the Atchison Phoenix at 45 with Highland Park at 19.
Need dependable electrical service? Gerber Electric in Atchison is here to light the way. From quick fixes to major projects, their trusted team delivers quality work backed by free estimates and a satisfaction guarantee. And while you're out, swing by their retail store at 405 North 17th Street for everything you need to keep things powered up. Bulbs, batteries, breakers, connectors, and more. Gerber Electric. It's not just a job. It's a tradition. Stop in or give them a call today.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Taking a look at the halftime scores in the boys' games, we have Marjo Mount Academy up 35 to Jackson Heights 15. Osage is leading Holton at the half, 30-26. Sabetha was leading Hiawatha at the half, 25-13. Rossville had a 19-18 points. I'm sorry, Rossville was 1 point ahead over Silver Lake as they had 19 to Silver Lake's 18. Centralia was leading Axtell 29-24. And in this game, we've got Highland Park at 33. Atchison High, 31.
For over 30 years, Urban Lawn Care has helped homes and businesses across Atchison and Northeast Kansas look their absolute best season after season. Family owned and full service since 1991, they handle everything. Lawn care, dirt work, tree services, sod insulation, and even snow and ice removal. Whether you need a full plan or just help with one project, their team takes care of the work so you can enjoy the results. See them at 6300 Ottawa Road, visit UrbanLawnCareLLC.com, or call 913-367-4478. Urban Lawn Care. Trusted by hundreds, rooted in your community.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 42 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for showers. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40. Daytime highs approaching 59 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 44 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 62 and mostly cloudy and windy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 59 out there with the winds out of the south at 23 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 69%. The dew point is 52 degrees Fahrenheit. taking a look at the barometric pressure, it's falling at 29.36 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Second half getting started, 33-31. Highland Park on the road here in Atchison tonight on senior night. And Highland Park has the lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy taking care of you at halftime. Great job, as always, Joseph. Man, appreciate you. Thank you. Tom Kautz at the court side. Atchison has the ball. It's going to be knocked away, knocked out of bounds, and it'll come back in again to the Phoenix. 33-31. Highland Park in front. Highland Park, all of its scoring coming from the five starters. Atchison has had a lot of guys get in the scoring column, but nobody with a big number. Phoenix are going to come out and score on their first possession of the second half. They're going to be trapped down to the baseline. Bring it back. Here's Kale for three. Rebound underneath. Back comes to Kale. He'll sidestep the defender. Go into the lane. Dip it into the corner. And called for the travel. So Atchison with a protracted possession. But they do not come up with any points. It is still 33-31. And you got Highland Park coming up the court with the basketball on their first possession of the second half, going really slowly. And they're coming up against an Atchison, which looks like maybe a 2-1-2 zone defense. Atchison has got Trayvon playing at the five spot right now. The ball batted away. It's on the floor, rolling around it. Saved by Highland Park. They'll kick into the lane. Nice cutter. The driving lamp is going to be up and good. And right now, I'm telling you what, for Highland Park, Jonte Montgomery has been a big difference maker. He's got 10. 35-31. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. The feet underneath to Yogi. He squares up and puts it up and in. Yogi Purdy with seven. And it's 35-33. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. These two teams are not running up and down the court. They're not flying around. Right now, they've really made a change from early in the game when they were just kind of running. Here's a long three. Sets sail and scored from deep to the right side. After the pretty shot, King Cannon's got the hot hand down. He's got 15 points. 38-33. Atchison trailing by five. It is the largest lead for the Scots so far tonight. And as the Phoenix get the ball down to the baseline, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. We're going to get a timeout. No. What's happening is the foul is going to be on Highland Park. It's on Treyonte Mitchell. It's going to be his second. It'll be the second third quarter foul by Highland Park. And as Yogi Purdy comes to the free throw line, the Highland Park team races back and has a little conversation with head coach Nate Wallace. In the meantime, Yogi comes to the line, putting up the shot. It is up, and his free throw is good. He's got eight, looking for his ninth point. Atchison now down four. 38-34. One more free throw for Purdy. He'll get them both. 38-35. 5.5 minutes to go in the third quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Boys high school basketball, two of the better teams in the Sunflower State getting together. Highland Park. Little pivot with the left foot right in front of the Scotty bench. He's going to bring it out on top. It's going to be stolen by Atchison. Here comes the Phoenix. The drive, the left, and the shot is going to be up and good by Zadron Mays. He's got five. It's 38-37, and that is how quickly this Phoenix offense can strike. And as Atchison comes back for defense, we're going to get a foul on Zadron. It'll be his first of the evening. It'll be Atchison's first of the third quarter. Highland Park with Davion Anderson putting in play right between his team bench and the scorer's table. The drive into the lane, nobody's there, and the shot is going to be up and off the window. Good. Nobody steps in front of Drew. He has his fifth point, and it's 40-37. Here's the shot for the tie. Won't go. Rebound. Highland Park's got it. 40-37, Scott. The three. Got another one. Red hot. Joseph Kincannon. He's got 18 and it's 43-37. Atchison feeds to Yogi. They got to keep doing that. They got to keep going to what is the thing they do. And that is one of the things they do. Yogi knocking down the bucket. He's at 10 points and we're going to get a Phoenix timeout. Taking a break with Atchison and head coach Pat Battle at 4:17 to go in the third quarter. It is Highland Park 43, Atchison 39.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium. Coming out of the timeout, it is Highland Park basketball. It's knocked free. It's loose, rolling around on the floor. And as Atchison's Zadron Mays hits the floor, we're going to get a foul on Highland Park. The whistle's going to be on Montgomery. It'll be his fourth. And at 4:08 to play, Montgomery is going to be certainly saddled with that foul. He's still out of the court, though, I think. Don't remember seeing. Nope, they did just now pull him. Yeah, they got him out. There's Atchison with a basketball. An uncontested three. It's going to be off the mark. A long rebound. It's going to be saved. Here come the Scots. The outlet pass. The reverse layup misses. And the rebound is on the floor. Saved by Highland. Fall away shot. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound again. Followed up. No. Rebound Atchison. Highland Park just swarming at the goal, getting the rebound, pushing it back up. But it's one of those things where not taking a shot, just kind of tipping it back up toward the rim or slapping it back up toward the rim, not squaring up and shooting. And for the Phoenix, here's a backdoor pass. Trayvon missed the layup. Rebound Yogi. Power move. Missed the layup. Rebound Yogi. Gets knocked to the floor. Players from both teams help him to his feet. And it'll be Purdy coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. That is going to be the third foul on Highland Park's Treyonte Mitchell. It is Highland Park team foul four. So for the last 3:12 to play in the third quarter, Atchison is going to be coming to the free throw line. 43-39. Highland Park in front. Big game here tonight. And the Phoenix trying to keep this undefeated season alive. Yogi's at the line. He leads this team in scoring right now. And his front half free throw doesn't go. It was really funny as Highland Park collapsed into the lane. Yogi's standing there at the free throw line looking around like, don't I get two shots, guys? And, in fact, he does. The officials blow a whistle, stop it, take the ball back, and Yogi's going to get a second shot, which is going to roll in. So Purdy will hit the second of two. It is a 43-40 lead for Highland Park as we're now down just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Skip Pound's going to come out on top. Atchison does not want to go into the fourth quarter with a deficit. skip pass to the right side of the lane. Falling away. The shot is going to be up and very short. Rebound. Phoenix. Coming up corporate to basketball. Atchison on the run. Kale Williams jumps it over to the left side. Thompson will launch a three. That misses. There's rebound tipped out on top to Yogi. The lob underneath. The putt back good. Give Yogi the assist. Give the bucket underneath. To look him down here. Kale, I'm sure, is the guy who hit that. And it is suddenly now a 43-42 ball game. Kale Williams gets that bucket. 43-42, and we're going to get now a Highland Park timeout. These two teams, what a great fourth quarter we got coming up. We'll be back. 2:21 to go in the third. It is Highland Park 43, Atchison 42.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
A tremendous crowd on hand here for Senior Night 2026. They are being entertained by a fantastic ball game. Opening game of the night. Well, it was really fantastic if you were a Phoenix fan, as Atchison rolled to an impressive win in the girls' game, game one this evening. But here in game two, it is nip and tuck, back and forth. Atchison is led by as many as 7. Highland Park is led by as many as 5. It is now a one-point game with 2:21 to go in the third quarter. Highland Park putting it in play midcourt, and we're back at it. Welcome to Care Radio here, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison High School Hoops. Tomorrow we've got Benedictine College basketball. Thursday we got Sports Hook, Friday High School Hoops. Saturday, Benedictine, the Ravens will wrap up the regular season at home tomorrow night, and Saturday they will wrap up the season and move into the postseason play down in Olathe. The shot goes up, rebound out of bounds. Redmond, or Atchison, with the basketball. Good night. How'd I do that? Here's a feed down low. Yogi puts it up and in! Atchison goes back in front on a driving shot by Yogi Purdy. 44-43. With a minute 45 to go. They'll run a little motion now, Will Highland Park. It's going to be Davion Anderson. Goes topside, Keyshawn Drew. Drew will go all the way to the baseline, pulls up his dribble, kind of trapped in the corner, but is able to lob it out on top. Here's another running three. This guy's hot. He'll hit another one. Wow, they got it. We had to find a way to stop Joseph King Cannon. It is 46-44. Atchison again trailing by 2. Now with a minute 15 to go. Here's a turnaround jump shot. Kale Williams. Nope, but he got fouled. And Kale will be coming to the line. It is the second foul for Highland Park on Lajack McMillan. Free throw for Kale Williams does not go in. Kale with 6 points in the ballgame. 46-44. And the Phoenix are going to get Zadron Mays back into the game. One more shot coming up for Kale Williams. It is on its way. Got it. So Williams is going to hit one of the two. Atchison is going to trail by 1. We are a minute to go in the third quarter. The drive down the right side of the lane. The ball is going to be stripped away, and it's going to go out of bounds. They'll say it's off Atchison. I thought that ball got stripped away and went off Davion Anderson, but the official says no. It is Highland Park ball. Again, they'll be putting it in play at the baseline. King Cannon will inbound it. Lob it off on top. Anderson. Goes over to the left side. McMillan, here's a three. Nope, and now it's going to go up and over the backboard, and the Phoenix are going to rebound it down. Here comes Atchison. Josiah from 15. No. Rebound. Cleared away by Highland Park. They'll run up. The hot hand goes in, goes up, puts it on its way and missed it. And an offensive rebound on the floor. Here's your foul call. Going to be on the Phoenix. We're going to get a foul called on Trayvon Gillum. I've got him for three. And at 32 seconds of play in the third quarter, Atchison will only have committed its second foul of the third. So Hannah Park putting it in bounds. And they're going to go all the way into the backcourt with it. It's batted away. It's going to be stolen. The drive, the shot, it's up, it's good, it's plus one. Oh, my goodness. What a highlight reel play for the Phoenix. And a bucket in the drawing of foul. It was the freshman, Trayvon Gillum. My goodness, what a spectacular play. Hitting the bucket, only his second field goal of the game. He puts Atchison in front, coming to the line for a shot. He'll send it in. Gillum hits the free throw. Atchison goes up 48-46 on a three-point play. We're down to 27 third quarter seconds remaining. The officials indicated to King Cannon that he may run the baseline if he wishes to. He will bring it in to, right in front of him to Drew. Drew gets into the backcourt to Anderson, brings it up the floor, backed away. Lots of time, 15 seconds. You know they got to be looking at King Cannon, right? He's just missing nothing right now. Here's a drive to step in, the fall away. The shot is up and short, and we're going to get an Atchison foul, and they're going to call for three free throws. And I'm going to tell you what, this official just got duped. Okay? From the angle here, the official was behind the play. From the angle, you can see that there was no contact, but it was a great job of reeling backward and snapping the head back off the shot. And coming to the line is going to be Davion Anderson. He will have three free throws. And with 9 seconds left to go in the third quarter, a chance to take a lead, but they won't because the first free throw is no good. Yogi Purdy coming to the scorer's table. After the second free throw, expect him to come in, and that second free throw is good by Davion Anderson. Highland Park is going to drop two guys into the backcourt. They're going to take Treyonte Mitchell out of the game. And one more free throw for the tie. Anderson sends it. No, rebound Yogi. Here comes Atchison trailing or leading by one. From the top, it's a three. It looks good. It's short. And that is the end of the third quarter. We go to the fourth quarter in Atchison, Kansas. It's a fantastic one-point game. It's a Phoenix 48, Highland Park 47.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Let's take a look at some of the numbers, man. 48-47. What a game, Highland Park. Being led by, I don't even have to tell you, it's Joseph King Cannon. He's been fantastic. 21 points. He's hit 5 threes. Also in double figures is Johnny Montgomery with 10. 8 in the ball game for Treyonte Mitchell. It's been a 5-point contest for Kayshawn Drew. And Davion Anderson has 3 for Atchison. They have gotten a great game tonight from Yogi Purdy here on senior night with 13. Jose Thompson has 7. Kale Williams has 7. Trayvon Gillum has 7. Jeremiah Thompson 6. And 5 for Zadron Mays, with Javonte Kelly getting the other 2. We're back to action. Highland Park with the basketball and playing to begin the fourth quarter. This is going to be a fantastic finish. Happy to have you with us for High School Hoops. The drive to the left side. Glass of contact. Bodies on the floor. It's an offensive foul. What a tremendous job by the Phoenix, standing in, drawing the foul from Damian Anderson. It'll be his third. It'll be the first Highland Park foul of the fourth quarter. And now the Phoenix are going to be working against some full court pressure. They'll outlet it up the court. The drive into the lane. Their running shot is up, and that one missed badly. I think that there was a foul that was anticipated that never happened, and now we're going to get a Phoenix foul in the backcourt. Very important for the teams to be calm and collected and not get caught up. And that's really hard to do. It's so easy to say, so hard to do. Kale Williams will have his first foul of the game. But whichever team's going to win is going to be the team that does not get caught up in all of that emotion and is able to focus their way to the end of the game. 7:15 left. It is still a one-point Atchison lead early in the fourth quarter. With no shot clock, Highland Park is going to be extraordinarily patient. They're going to be able to select exactly the shot they want. They go into the lane, and again, we're going to have some contact. They're going to call a blocking foul on Atchison. It is going to be on. Is that on Zadron? Yep, it'll be the third foul of the ball game for Zadron Mays. So Atchison has committed 2 fourth quarter fouls. Highland Park has committed 1. We are not a minute into the fourth quarter yet. I think free throws may not be a big deal here. The inbound pass is going to go way out near midcourt. And as it does, Highland Park is going to take a timeout. Coach Wallace was not happy with his inbound play, and he's going to take a break, and so are we. Timeout on the floor with 7:05 to go in this boys' high school game. It's a good one. Atchison 48, Highland Park 47.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome back to the Atchison High School Gymnasium in the very northeast Kansas. We're in the Meadowlark League. This is high school conference, and Atchison at home tonight on senior night, coming into the game top of class 4A, 18-0. And on the inbound play, the Phoenix trying to steal it away, and we're going to get another Atchison foul. This one is going to be on Jeremiah Thompson. It's going to be his third. It's going to be Atchison's third of the fourth quarter, and we're still not a minute in. 3,000 in the first minute of the fourth quarter by the Phoenix. All right, now, Highland Park will get the ball inbound, reestablish the forecourt, drive around to the left side. Yogi's going to step out defensively, covering Anderson, who pulls up with a jump shot that misses, and a rebound pulled down by AHS. Phoenix looking to transition. The drive down the court, cutting through 3 defenders, and we're going to get a foul called on Highland Park, and they're going to call in a couple of free throws. They're going to say he was shooting in a process. The foul is going to be on Cassian Drew. Only his second foul tonight. Highland Park's second of the fourth quarter, and Atchison at the line. It's going to be Jeremiah. First free throw is good. Jeremiah Thompson collecting his 7th point of the game. So Jeremiah with 7, Trayvon 7, Kale 7, Josiah 7 for Atchison. Second free throw, 8 points for Jeremiah. It is 50-47. Atchison in front, 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Anderson with the ball. Swings it over to the right side. Drive it down the lane. No room. Back up on top. It comes to Mitchell. Back it away with the ball is Drew again. Again to Anderson. Kick to the left. Here's the guy you're afraid of, King Cannon. That three does not go in. And the Phoenix are going to rebound it down. Atchison will break it into the forecourt. Look out. Yogi drives. Shoots. He throws the length of the floor and drives and scores. Yogi has 15 points. And it is 52-47 Atchison. And the Phoenix coming up to court trying to come up with a steal. And instead, they come up with their fourth team foul of the quarter. They also come up with the fourth foul of the ball game on Zadron Mays, and he is coming off the floor. So for Atchison, I've got Josiah out there with Jeremiah. Yogi is on the floor with Trayvon and Kale. Highland Park with the basketball, Tritica by five. 5:40 to go. 5 points, that's nothing the way these guys can score. Here's another two for King Cannon. His 23rd points of the game. 52-49. 5.5 to go. Atchison will come into the forecourt. Josiah. He's got it left side. Once Yogi. Can't really feel comfortable about getting it there. Comes out to Trayvon. Griffin goes over to the right side. Jeremiah. To Kale Williams, top side. Theoretically, Atchison doesn't have to take another shot. Skip pass to Yogi on the block, turns and shoots and scores. Yogi for two more. For Highland Park, they've got no answer for the size of Yogi Purdy. For Atchison, they have had no answer for the outside shooting of King Cannon. Now the Phoenix coming up with a steal. Atchison will go into the forecourt as a drive down the left side, reaching in. King Cannon picks up the foul, trying to steal it away. And you can see the frustration on the face of Joseph King Cannon. It'll be his third foul of the game. That is the third fourth quarter foul by Highland Park. The clock pretty soon is going to become a deal. 4:44 to go. Atchison by five. The feed to Yogi. He turns. He shoots. Yes! He scores again! Yogi Purdy! 56-49 Atchison. 4.5 minutes left. Again, for Highland Park, just the physicality and the size of Yogi Purdy is a problem. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from behind, and as he comes up the floor, Trayvon Gillum gets grabbed by one of the Highland Park players who says, I am not letting you break away to the other end. It'll be the third foul of the game for Kason Drew. And suddenly, the Phoenix have come from behind. They have taken a 56-49 lead. And at 4:17 to play in the ball game, not only are in front by seven, but are in control of the basketball. Here's Trayvon with it. Into the forecourt to Kale. Trayvon is going to handle it up on top. Yellen, a freshman, cool as ice out there. As we go inside, 4 minutes left in the ball game. Over to the left side, it's going to be Josiah. Goes back door. The layup on the cutter. Hits up and good. Jeremiah. Jeremiah with 10. And it is 58-49 Atchison. 3:45 to go. For Highland Park, they cannot afford many more empty trips. Driving down King Cannon. And he forces Atchison to foul him. For the Phoenix, that will put him over the limit. And for the last 3:35 of the ball game, we're going to see free throws on each foul shot by Highland Park. Let's see against whom they will call this. It'll be on Josiah. It will be his first foul of the game. Again, Atchison, until this fourth quarter, hardly committed any fouls all night long. And King Cannon, the guy who's been everything for Highland Park tonight, coming to the free throw line, will hit his first shot. That, by the way, is his first free throw of the evening. He's not been to the line all evening long. 24 points so far now for Joseph King Cannon. He'll take his time, send up the second one, knocks him in. King Cannon with two. And it is 58-51. 3.5 to go. Atchison. They're going to want us, I would think, slow it down, but I'm not sure it's in their team makeup to slow it down. They love the transition. They are fast and so athletic, and they just run so well. Now, on that trip up the court, Caleb Williams takes it all the way to the rack, does not score, but gets fouled, and quickly as that, Atchison is back at the free throw line. Two shots for Caleb. First one is short. K.O. Williams with 7 points in the game is 1 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. One more shot coming up. Gets that one. So he's 2 of 5, 8 points. It's now 59-51. And on the right side, we got a travel forced. What a great job by the Atchison defense. They're going to force Montgomery to turn over the basketball, and we're now down to 3:24. So here's what we're talking about when you're running out of time. 3:24 to play. Atchison almost putting up the long three, but they won't. Again, almost putting it up and then pull it back down. 3:10 to go. Cross court is going to come out on top to Josiah. Over to the left side, Jeremiah. The kick to the right. Trayvon, baseline, three! The bucket from deep in the right corner for K.O. Williams. And it's only going to be a two. They're going to give him a two. Now Atchison with the steal on the other end. It doesn't go in, but we're going to have another Highland Park foul. Here's what's happened. That shot from the right corner by K.O. Williams was called a two-point shot. Atchison goes up, 61-51. On a fast break the other way, Highland Park turns it over. Atchison flies down. They force Atchison to the free throw line by committing a foul. And now the Phoenix up 10 at the line. Hit the first free throw. Josiah Thompson's 8th point of the game. Atchison now up 11. And suddenly, the home team beginning to put together a little bit of a lead. One more shot coming up for one of those Atchison seniors being recognized tonight, and that one doesn't go in. And a rebound swept away by King Cannon. He's the guy who can bring this team back. He comes up the court. They'll dump it over to the left side, all the way into the baseline left. Into the middle is going to go Montgomery. Back out on top, King Cannon, trying to drive in, backed away. Looks it off on top. Jumps it over to the right side to Anderson. Highland Park with the basketball. They trail by 11 with 2:20 to go. And now as the ball gets down to the baseline, we're going to get a blocking foul on Atchison, and I suspect it's going to be on Trayvon. No. It is going to be on Yogi. And for Yogi Purdy, how about this? That is his first foul of the game. Coming to the line for Highland Park, it's going to be Davion Anderson. He is the point guard for this team. Not a big guy, but his first free throw is up and in. He had a golden opportunity in the third quarter as he had 3 free throws, an opportunity to really do some damage psychologically and, of course, on the scoreboard, and ended up hitting only 1 of the 3, the middle one. But he hits his first shot there. It makes it a 10-point game and now makes it a 9-point game, hitting them both. It is 62-53. But the clock now, it's all about the clock with 2 minutes and 20 to play in a game. Phoenix can run a little more time. Their cross-court pass is stolen. A bad pass. Stepped in front of it, stolen away by Montgomery. Drives, shoots, scores! Is it a foul and a bucket, or is it a foul? Let's get some clarification from the crew here tonight. With 2 minutes and 12 seconds to go. The foul is going to be the 4th tonight for Trayvon Gillum. So the freshman has committed a foul in each quarter. Montgomery coming to the free throw line. There is no bucket. He's going to have 2 free throws. First one is good. So 4. Jahani Montgomery. He's had a lot of free throws tonight. 4 of 8. And 4 of 9 That's a huge deal. Atchison coming up the floor, and they're going to back it away again. 2 minutes to play in the game. Phoenix with the basketball, leading it by eight. Driving in, Thompson feeds into the middle. The turnaround from about 8 feet away is going to be up and good. It is Jeremiah with the score. 64-53, a minute 45 left. Time becoming a big issue now for Highland Park. You're going to have to really step it up. You're going to have to really increase the intensity. The feed over to the left side of Montgomery. He will go into the lane, dumps it over to Mitchell. Mitchell brings it back out on top. Every pass taking more time off the clock. Here's Montgomery with it again. Brings it out on top. Three-point shot off the rim. And it bounces straight up and in by Mitchell. That will bring a Highland Park timeout. And we're going to take it along with them as we're down to a minute 23 to play in the game. Time out of the court. It's the Atchison Phoenix 64, Highland Park 57.
Hi, this is Dr. Terry Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
As we come back to play, Atchison runs down the court, puts up a very quick shot, but misses. And Highland Park coming out with a rebound. They'll get into the forecourt, lose a handle, pick it back up. It's knocked away from behind by Yogi, but it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off of the Phoenix. With a minute four to go in the game. A lot of surprises there. Surprised that Atchison raced down the court and put up a quick shot. Surprised that Highland Park allowed themselves to turn it over. Luckily for them, it goes out of bounds off Atchison. It'll be now Scotty's ball coming into the baseline. They'll bring it out on top. It's rolling around to the floor, diving on it. Players all over the place. The officials are waiting for it to be a jump ball. And now Highland Park is going to save it somehow. Never was a jump ball. They'll feed it down to the baseline left. The ball stays alive with 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Phoenix leading by seven. Here's King Cannon for the long three. No. Rebound tipped out, pulled down by Trayvon Gillum. Atchison up the floor, driving, shooting, getting fouled and coming to the line. 39 seconds left. The foul is going to be the third by Joseph King Cannon. No, five for Joseph King Cannon. He has just fouled out of the game with 39 seconds to go. What a fantastic effort for Highland Park by this junior. And as the Phoenix come to the line, the first shot by Jeremiah, it's up and good. Jeremiah having a huge fourth quarter, his seventh fourth quarter point. 25 points tonight for Joseph King Cannon. Now, we're stopping play for a little bit, and they're going to go back and kind of towel down a spot on the floor. The Phoenix at the free throw line. They've got Jeremiah Thompson. Left side of the lane is Josiah Thompson. Right side of the lane is going to be K.O. Williams. And behind the shooter, you're going to have both Trayvon Gillum and Yogi Purdy. Atchison getting set to make a substitution. You're going to get Zadron Mays back in. Second free throw is up and no good. And a rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be off Atchison. So it is now 65-57 Phoenix. 38 seconds to go. Zadron comes back in. Highland Park. Now, who's going to be their go-to guy with King Cannon out of the game? Here's a three. In and out. Nope. Rebound, Yogi. Baseball pass into the other end of the court. The drive down the left side. The attack to the rim. Going up with a bucket. And a defender gets in front of him and rejects the shot. Atchison's coming to the free throw line. You're starting to see a few smiles creep across the faces of some of the Atchison players out of the court. As with 23 seconds left in the ballgame, they lead it 65-57. Coming to the line, as that is the fourth foul of the night by Kason Drew. The Phoenix free throw up and good for Gillum. It'll be his eighth point tonight. Atchison goes up 9 with 23 seconds left. Some of the fans beginning to make their way to the exit, confident that Atchison is going to be undefeated at the end of the game. Second shot, got them both. Trayvon Gillum picking up his ninth point. It is 67-57. Flying up the floor. The shot by the Scots. No. The follow shot. Yep. Atchison's just going to let Mitchell have that one. And the Phoenix are going to bring it in. Kale will launch it into the forecourt. And then the ball going to be batted away. The feed to the left side. They'll sidestep a defender. And Yogi got tricked, got off his feet. And he's going to pick up a foul. With 7/10 of a second left. It'll be Highland Park coming to the free throw line. Atchison leads by 8. What a big game for the Phoenix tonight. A game where they found themselves trailing. They were able to find themselves a way to battle back into it because they were not just trailing. They were trailing by quite a bit through that third quarter. But were able to battle back through it, take a lead, and then protect that lead through the fourth quarter. Mitchell hits his first of a couple of free throws here with less than a second to play in the game. Second free throw is up, and he will miss that rebound. Yogi, final score tonight. The Atchison Phoenix, 67. Highland Park, 60. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at
913-209-0138. All right, back with you here. The Atchison High School Gymnasium tonight. The Phoenix come up with a sweep. The ladies' game, it looked pretty easy, but the guys' game, it looked really, really competitive, but a huge game for Atchison to be able to persevere and win to go to 19-0. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for Highland Park, 14 tonight. Let's make it 25 tonight. Joseph King Cannon, this guy was fantastic. Everything he put in the air went through the bucket. He did a fantastic job. 25 points for King Cannon, 14 tonight for Treonte Mitchell, and 11 for Gianni Montgomery. 5 apiece tonight then. For Anderson and Drew, that was a Highland Park score. How about for the Phoenix? 19 tonight, leading the Paige Yogi Purdy, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, 19. Two other of his teammates ended up a bigger scoring, Jeremiah Thompson, 13, and Kale Williams, 10. 9 for Trayvon Gilliman, and 8 for Josiah Thompson. It was 5 tonight for Zadron Mays and Javonte Kelly with 2. Again, Atchison now 10-0 in the conference, 19-0 on the 25-26 basketball campaign as we're getting down to the very end. And sub-states are looking them in the eye right now. Gosh, in the ladies' game, by the way, just flip a page back real quick to remind you that the Atchison Phoenix won this one running away. They got up 13 at the end of the quarter, winning it 45-19. They were never challenged as Bank of Atchison player of the game, Kaya Downing, had 13. And a Phoenix big celebration here tonight on senior night. Tomorrow night, we'll be up in the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedict Gendon is the final regular season home double dip. Ladies game at 5:30, the guys game at 7:30. Benedictine playing host to Park. Thursday night, Gustin, I'll be with you right after Brian Higgins' evening report at about 5:20. We'll get you up to speed on all things going on as it'll be Sports Look. Friday night, we're going to go to Horton, Kansas, where we're going to see what I suspect is going to be the championship game on the girls' side in the Northeast Kansas League, as it will be Horton at home with Troy. And then Saturday, final game of the regular season for the Ravens, Benedictine in Olathe. It'll be BC at Mid-America, very likely the championship game of the girls' side of the Hart Conference regular season, and then we move into postseason play. Exciting, exciting times. Happy that you've elected to join us here this evening. Look forward to being with you every night the rest of the week. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph back in the studio, he's the guy that makes all the magic happen. You know, you pull back the curtain, there's Joseph doing the work. Man, we thank you so much. Tom Couch here in the gymnasium. Till we talk to you tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.